Sometimes you might need a pick-me-up, a push in the right direction, some words that help put you back on track. This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast with your motivational moment.
Good morning! My name is Chris Jaggs and you've pressed play for the episode, so how are you? This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast and this is your motivational moment for the week. I hope you're having a fab dabby dozy of a day. I have a great speaker for you this week. So, what's your opinion on attitudes? Surprisingly, a lot of people just don't realise how important the right attitude is. It can actually dictate how you go about your everyday life, making your everyday decisions, and of course, the long-term outcomes from those decisions. But still, so many people would prefer to have that bad attitude. Maybe having that bad attitude is just easier. Instead of staying positive and solving the problem that's come up, having the negative attitude makes it irrelevant and you can just go and sit on your ass for the rest of the day. You could actually have the same situation for two different people who have a complete different attitude towards the situation, but with very different outcomes. And this is where this week's speaker, Ed Foreman, comes in. Just to talk about that, here's Ed.
As I see this group here and as I see this exciting, enjoyable, enthusiastic participation, I know it's been a great meeting all 4 days or ever how many days you have been here. It's been exciting every day. You got a good attitude. I like the winning attitude that I see through this whole meeting. Everybody's excited, and when you get excited, you get other people excited. You see, it's your attitude, it's how you feel about yourself that helps you to be the winner that you are and to set the example for those that you lead. Whenever I think about this, I'm reminded of a situation that happened to me some time ago. I've been invited to address the annual Chamber of Commerce meeting in Silver City, New Mexico. It's a copper mining town about 120 miles north of El Paso, up in the mountains there in New Mexico. And I got up there that evening, had about 450, 500 people in the old Murray Hotel up there. Big long head table, and so they were all in, you know, it's a big festive, it's the big blowout of the season up there in Silver City. And I turned to the fellow sitting next to him, and I said, well, tell me, sir, I said, how are things going with you? He said, oh, Mr. Foreman, said, ain't you heard about strike? I said, what strike? He said, Phelps Dodge and Kennecott, the two big copper companies up here, both out on strike. And he said, let me tell you something, Mr. Foreman. He said, when those two companies go out on strike, he said, business in this community is bad. Now, he said, I happen to be in the real estate business. But he said, it wouldn't matter if I was in the insurance business, automobile business, clothing business, grocery business, or anything else. He said, when those two companies go out on strike, business in this community is bad. He said, I haven't sold a house in 6 weeks, and I'll tell you something else. If this strike continues for another 4 weeks, I'm going to be on the verge of bankruptcy. I never seen things so bad before in my life. Well, I've never heard anybody so enthusiastically negative before in my life. This guy acted like he is weaned on a dill pickle. You know, I think when he got up in the morning, instead of saying, good morning, God, I think he said, good God, it's morning. You know the type I'm talking about. Well, I was sorry. I asked him how he felt. I was supposed to bring these people a message of hope and encouragement and enthusiasm. Well, you can imagine how I felt. In just a little while, he turned and started talking to the fellow on his right, immediately took advantage of the situation, turned and started talking to the little lady on my left. Must have been about 45, 50 years old. I said to her, I said, well, ma'am, I said, how are things with you? She said, oh, Mr. Foreman, ain't you heard about the strike? And I thought, oh, my gosh, Ed, you teach people to communicate, and you done messed up twice in the same 5 minutes. But she said, my business is terrific. And I said, what? I said, what kind of business you in, lady? She said, I'm in the real estate business. I said, the real estate business? I said, how do you explain it? She said, let me tell you something, Mr. Foreman. She said, these young folks that work for Phelps Dodge and Kennecott believe in those two strong corporations. She said, they believe in the American free enterprise system. She said most of them don't want to be off on strike anyhow. And they recognize that very shortly they're going to be going back to work. And when they do, they're going to be earning increased fringe benefits. And she said a lot of those young couples are taking advantage of this time off for the husband and wife to shop together for the dream home of their choice. She said, will you believe that just yesterday with one young couple, I spent 2 hours showing them one house. Said they examined every square inch of that house from the attic down to the basement and bought it. She said, Mr. Foreman, I've sold more houses in the last 6 weeks than I had sold in the previous 6 months. And she said, I'll tell you something else. She said, if this strike will just continue for 4 more weeks, she said, I'll get rich. I won't have to work for a year. So help me God, that same conversation took place at the same head table, the same night, in the same community. Let me ask you something. What was the difference between these two people? What was it? It was their attitude, exactly. It wasn't what they were selling. It wasn't where they lived. It wasn't their, it was their individual personal, and look at this one. They're both in the same business in the same community. They both belong to the multiple listing service. You know what that means? They had identically the same houses, sell the same prospect. One's getting rich and the other's going broke simply because of the way they saw the situation. Now that's what I'm saying to you. Is that when you get excited about what you have to help other people enjoy a greater peace of mind and a greater excitement out of life, when you recognize that what you have is what they need and you're the person they need to get it from, then you're getting the right attitude and you're going to make things happen. And that's what this whole conference has impressed me with, is the good, wholesome, positive, excited attitude that you have. Sometimes people say something to me about this little bumblebee tie tack that I wear. This little bumblebee is the emblem of the company that I represent, Executive Development Systems of Dallas. You know, according to recognized aeronautical facts, because of the size and weight of his body, in proportion to his little bitty wingspan area, the bumblebee cannot fly. But the bumblebee doesn't know that. And so he goes ahead and flies anyhow. Now what we do is we teach people who think they're not supposed to be happy and healthy and successful by developing the right proper mental attitude and coupling that with specific identifiable purpose in their life, they can have, be, or do what they want to. We conduct a 3-day executive development training program in the hill country of Texas at a little place called Kerrville, Texas. Every other weekend, we have people from throughout the United States, 17 foreign countries, 25 of the Fortune 500 companies who are represented in that class. They come in for 3 days and nights. We talk about how to have one good, happy, enjoyable, productive, successful day, one day at a time. And people say to me, you mean you spend 3 days on how to have one good day? That's right, because if you can learn the formula to have one good, happy, enjoyable, productive, successful day, and you do that 7 days in a row, what have you had? You've had a good, that's not too hard a question, is it? You've had a good week. Now, if you do that 52 times in a row, what have you had? You've had a good year. You notice the questions get harder as I go along, and I'm going to be testing. That's right, you've had a good year. Now, you do that over and over and over and over, you have a happy, enjoyable, successful life. But by actual survey, the majority of the people have one uptight, frustrating, by golly, get out there and deal with those dummies today type day. And they do it 7 days in a row, and they say, boy, it's been a rough week. Then they do that 52 times in a row, and they say, boy, life is dull and boring. We find that life is dull and boring primarily to dull, boring people. Life is exciting and enjoyable and successful to exciting, enjoyable, successful people. One of the greatest tragedies of life is the little boy, the little girl that says, someday when we get to be a big boy, get to be a big girl, then we're going to get married, we're going to move into that new home, and boy, we're going to be happy, and we're going to do this and this and this. And then when that happens, what do they say? Well, one of our children get here and get in school, we get this thing furnished like we want to and get that pool in the backyard. Get everything all fixed up. Boy, then we're going to be happy and we're going to have a good time. And then when that happens, what do they say? Well, whenever the children get out of school and get on their own, you know, and we get this place paid off. Boy, then we're going to be happy and we're going to do this and this and this and this. And then when that happens, what do they say? Well, when we retire. Going to get that motor home. Going to travel across this great country and we're going to have an exciting time. Going to do all those things we've been wanting to do but never had time to do. And then one sad day on the way to the grave, they say, my gosh, I forgot to enjoy life. I forgot to live life while I was here. The most tragic and sad fact of life is going all the way through and failing to enjoy here and now today.
And that was Ed Foreman with the power of changing your attitude and how doing so can not only change your life, but the lives of others around you. A positive attitude can help you cope more easily with your daily life, while it brings optimism into your life and makes it easier to avoid the worries and, of course, the negative thinking. If you adopt it as a way of your life, it will bring constructive changes and, of course, make it happier, brighter, and more successful. If you would like to catch the full version of that talk, you can find on YouTube by searching for 2020 Sunday Seminar, Ed Foreman. And the clip's just under 40 minutes or so. But for this episode, I'm going to wrap it up. Oh, the calendar! How can I not forget? You can jump on the calendar at ldlcall.com. If you've got that problem or that issue, you want to help identify, and then we can develop a habit, you know, and you can just do that habit for, I'd say, 30 days and watch your life move on to a higher level. Leveling up! So let's talk soon. But for now, take it easy and I'll see you in the next one.
Thanks for listening. You can find more motivational moments at learndeveloplive.com. And we'll be back to inspire you again tomorrow.